Catch the Swap Fest every Friday morning at 9:30. You can buy, sell, and trade items just by calling 494-2500. That's the Swap Fest, Friday mornings at 9:30 on AM 1300 KGLO.
Yes, indeed, your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time for the Corporate Farmer Program, and we have Chad Hansen with us from Corporate Farmer. Chad, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
Oh, great. Yeah, I love this week of weather. I mean, you know, when you get the sunshine and temps in the 60s and 70s and temps are cool at night, it does kind of really emphasize the fact that we're into fall now for real. The leaves are falling and corn's harvesting and all those kinds of things.
It's difficult for a guy like me, though, because you try and figure out what to wear, and then, you know, it's sunshiny and warm, and then you get to that ball game, and, you know, depending on whether you're on the visitors, the home side, you're either in the shade or in the sun, and then once that sun goes down, by golly, it gets a little chilly, and then mix in the opportunities for a little bit of rain, and you about got to bring everything, you know, the umbrella, the rain jacket, better have a winter coat or two and some gloves, and, you know, you better be packed and ready when it comes to those ball games this time of the year. So it's fun. It's kind of brisk and refreshing, you know, a little tough on us heading to ball games. But for the farmers, I think it's definitely that time of the year where things start to kind of ramp up. And we've seen a few of them out in the fields already. And I'm sure, you know, that's just going to continue to grow throughout the week and to the point where here in the next week to 10 days, I'm sure everybody's going to be rolling.
Yeah, I had a farm friend of mine tell me the other day, this is Mother Nature's way of drying the corn.
Yeah, which with fuel prices and everything, it's probably not a bad thing to be letting it dry a little bit out in the fields. But, you know, unfortunately, I think we're seeing, you know, a wide variance of, you know, soil or the moisture and stuff that we're seeing in the crops. And then, you know, just some of it not wanting to probably dry down quite as much as everybody'd like. So it's got them a little befuddled as they kind of try and scout which fields are going to be ready and which ones probably need a little bit more time, that's for sure.
Yeah, it really is. And that's, yeah, it's, and people think it's easy to farm. No.
just a giant guessing game. And that's what, you know, sometimes it seems like on this end that we're dealing with. And, you know, I thought today, you know, one of the biggest, I would say, topics that we continue to kind of run into is just, you know, an older generation of farmers that are looking to kind of start to slow down. They've probably got to a point financially where they feel like, you know, maybe they can afford it. And then, you know, when we talk about some of these issues that have been coming up and the challenges of farming, maybe it's time just to, you know, say the heck with it and you know, kind of ride off into the sunset. And everybody kind of looks at that situation and is just overwhelmed, right? Because there's so many decisions and options as far as, you know, directions you can go as you start to kind of move out. And maybe that involves, you know, a son or a daughter or a nephew or a neighbor or whatever. And sometimes maybe it doesn't. But I think the biggest challenge is just, again, the amount of options and just feeling that you're overwhelmed by those kind of decisions. And so, you know, you and I talk all the time, you know, about a game plan, having a game plan, you know, with your tax position and planning and financial strategies and stuff. And it's really not any different when it comes to you know, the situation of walking away from farming and trying to transition to that next generation. Realistically, I try and encourage our clients to kind of sit down and have a little discussion amongst themselves, you know, with their family as far as, you know, just drawing a little bit of a roadmap of what it might look like. And if you're comfortable with pictures or just kind of writing it out, the bottom line, really, whether we're talking, a football game, or whether we're talking, you know, a situation like this where we're transitioning and retiring, is just kind of, putting down the highlights or the things that we want to accomplish, along the way. And if we can start with those kind of highlights, it makes, somebody like me that's facilitating that, makes our jobs a lot easier, because we can kind of have a starting place. We know where we're at with the assets and situation we're in currently. And then we've got kind of an idea of where we want to get to. And that's the same, with a football coach, as far as kind of knowing their team and their players and, what they've got for talent, and knowing where they want to get to at the end of the game, and then putting a game plan in place that, kind of gets them to that kind of fourth quarter. And, that's kind of maybe a little bit oversimplifying things a little bit, but, for that person that's kind of contemplating this at this point in time, I think that, if they've got a few minutes to kind of sit down and kind of jot down some notes, that's kind of step one in the plan or the process.
Yeah, and, I was thinking about that. I mean, sometimes, talking about sports, sometimes the coach will back his way down a little bit and bring along an assistant to come right up alongside of him to parallel what he's been doing as he slowly steps aside. You know how that works. Mm-hmm. If you're the lead guy out on the farm, it's sometimes hard to just go cold and walk away from it. Sometimes you want to still be part of the team and be maybe a farmhand for a little while.
Yeah, and I think what eases maybe that tension a little bit is, when we start moving from that kind of big, upper level type of picture down to getting a little bit more into the details and the process of how it's going to work. More often than not, we have a situation where we need to kind of slowly ease out. Maybe it's for tax reasons, because, we have a lot of deferred grain and, quite a bit of equipment and things to get moved over. And so, the tax consequences of doing that quickly is going to be enormous. And that's something, that most people want to avoid. And so when we start looking and piecing together how this might all look and work, I think that you can kind of see maybe somebody take a deep breath on the other side of the table and say, this isn't something where I'm getting forced out right away. It's a situation where, it's probably going to take a couple years in order to, make all this kind of work. And that kind of gives me some time to kind of be comfortable with that decision, and also feel like that, I can kind of see how my son or daughter or whoever, kind of deals with some of the decisions and stuff that they're going to have to make along the way. And I guess in a lot of ways, just make sure that they're not going to lose the farm, right? I mean, maybe that's the biggest fear I have, is that I built all this and, that next person's not going to do things the same way I am and be as successful, and they're going to throw it all down the tubes. And so, I think that's something that can ease a retiring farmer's mind, is to see that, hey, we're not just going to close the doors and walk out and move on with our life. We've got a little bit of an opportunity to kind of feel this out, maybe dip our toe in the water, see how cold it is, and then, you can always kind of revert back if things aren't working out just exactly how you planned, or we can kind of make a little change in the plan to kind of alter it to deal with some of those issues that come up. But, I think that's something that helps a lot of people through the process, to see that it's not something that's going to just happen overnight.
Yeah, and Chad, there's no real magic date anymore for anybody to really say, okay, well, this is the date you retire. You get to this age and you retire. That varies individual to individual in almost everything, but I think in particular farming, it's what you can handle.
Yeah, it's just a lot of kind of challenging things to deal with, I'd say. You know, once you kind of get into your early 60s and you start to think about things like, should I take my Social Security early? Should I wait to my full retirement age? Should I wait till age 70? You know, Medicare, you know, at age 65, you got retirement distributions, minimum required distributions that that you have to start thinking about in your early 70s. And, you know, I've often heard from clients that, you know, it was a lot easier when I didn't have anything or didn't have to worry about some of these things. You know, when we had nothing, we didn't have a whole lot of choices. And now that we have a lot to worry about, it really just compounds the number of things you got to think about and all these decisions that you have to kind of work through. And so, you know, it is challenging, and that's why, you know, more often than not that you involve other people in kind of that process. You know, your accountant, your tax person, probably your attorney, maybe your banker, you know, your financial guy. Those are all going to be key pieces of the team that are going to help you navigate through some of these decisions. And, you know, a lot of our clients, you know, they've built such a strong relationship and trust between them and us over the years that, you know, they often turn to us first for some of those things. And so, you know, from my vantage point, it kind of starts just kind of educating, you know, them on some of these different things, like, for instance, you know, Social Security and what they're giving up maybe by taking it early, what the benefits might be from waiting, you know, until their full retirement age, some of the tax consequences to each of those decisions. And, you know, some of it is just kind of evaluating your own situation. What's your life expectancy at this point in time? I mean, I know that's a difficult thing to know when you're going to be gone, but, you know, when you look at the time value of waiting on your Social Security versus taking it age 62 or 63 or 65 or whatever, you know, those are things that you have to weigh. When is that kind of break-even point, you know, when it makes sense or when it starts to benefit you to wait? And, you know, what's my family history? How long have my father and mother lived? You know, are they 90 or 100 at this point in time and I'm in good health, haven't had any concerns to this stage of my life? And so maybe it makes sense to wait and get that higher Social Security payment. And I know that a pretty good chance I'm going to make it to that break-even point, and then it's going to be more beneficial that I wait, you know, versus somebody that's maybe had some problems and unfortunately, you know, maybe doesn't have the same life expectancy as somebody else. Then maybe it's time to take advantage of that and start drawing a little bit earlier. So, I mean, that's just one decision that they're faced with, and I think that's the overwhelming part, is just so many of those things that you're dealing with at the same time. And, you know, my experience has always been that, you know, they all fit together, but we need to start by taking those decisions one-on-one and kind of evaluating each one of them. Kind of, you know, get to a point where we're comfortable that one option makes more sense than the other, and then we can kind of move on to the next question or next concern, and then we circle back to make sure that all those pieces that we've kind of put in place fit together, and we don't need to maybe move one or turn it a little bit in order to get the puzzle to all come together at the very end.
Yeah, boy. And there you go. Again, it's that crystal ball. Can you look into the future? Can you see how it all happens? But yeah, but that's a great part about Corporate Farmer too, Chad. You got to have some of those tough conversations too when you sit down and visit with these folks.
For sure. And I mean, everybody thinks crystal ball. To be honest with you, I think that crystal ball is a lot about experience and, yeah, and going through this so many times. And so, you know, maybe we don't have that magic that tells us exactly how things are going to turn out. But when you've done it hundreds, if not thousands of times, I think that picture starts to get pretty clear. and kind of a lot of these questions that come up, you already know, you know, most of those answers before they the question even gets asked. And so, you know, that's what I think we bring to the table more than anything else is not the crystal ball that that has the magic, but the crystal ball that has the experience that has dealt with all these things before, and you know, can basically start to kind of lead that farmer down that path that you know, helps them to make the right decisions and feel comfortable at the end of the day with where they're going to be.
Yeah, and probably right now more than ever with the world the way it is, with the economy in question for some, and the unknown, it is good to get on board with a team like Corporate Farmer, so you can kind of plow your path forward a little bit and bounce things off one another, if anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, we joke about it, and I know you and I talk about it weekly, but, I mean, it's fun just to get those phone calls from people that maybe their guy they've been working with is retiring or, you know, starting to slow down, and they're trying to kind of transition themselves, and, you know, and you get that call saying, hey, we need to find somebody different, and, you know, here's the things we're looking for, and, you know, we explain to them some of these things you and I talk about what we do and what our priorities are and what, you know, experience we bring to the table. And they say, man, I wish I would have found this years ago. I wish, you know, that I would have known about you before. And, you know, this would have been a lot easier kind of process for me. And I think you would have helped me out a lot along the way. And so, you know, those are always rewarding to kind of get those phone calls or, you know, have those meetings with people and see the energy and the excitement that they have. In fact, I just had one yesterday that we finished up and, you know, the wife was going to send me an email. So we had contact information and, you know, just shared in the email how excited she was to get on board and how much better she thought this was going to be from the way they'd been doing things in the past. And, you know, she was excited because it was going to take a lot of the pressure off of her and some of the bookkeeping and stuff off of her plate. And, you know, it's just fun to see that. I mean, that's one of the things that really kind of energizes you about your job and kind of, you know, gets you fired up to get out there and do, you know, good things for people. So, you know, that is something that's always a lot of fun for me.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that for sure. Somebody just being able to breathe and get that weight off their shoulders. Oh, my.
Yeah, it is, because it's just a lot. You know, you feel like you're out on an island. You're out, you know, in the country, probably not any close neighbors or people to kind of bounce these things off of, and you feel like that you got to figure it out all on your own. And so then when you see that there's somebody else out there that, you know, can answer those questions and be available, whether it's on the phone or email or, you know, in person. You know, it's I think just something that, like I said, you could just kind of see them take a kind of deep breath and relax and put a smile on their face. And that's, definitely something that's, kind of neat to see.
Well, Chad, to put some more smiles on faces, how do they reach you guys at Corporate Farmer?
Yeah, easiest thing is just to give us a call, 800-472-6931, or you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
So before I let you go, though, you are predicting an Iowa win over Michigan this week, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I am. I'm going to take a last-second field goal and the Hawkeyes win.
I saw Harbaugh said that that's where, you know, top five teams go to die. So, you know, I'm gonna definitely bring my spade with me to the game. I don't know if they'll let me in the door with it, but I was going to help start digging for him if that was going to help him.
So. you think about it through the years, though, you know, with Kirk Ferentz, but even before that with Hayden Fry, the number of great teams that have come into that stadium. And have walked out going, what just happened? So let's hope for them it happens this weekend.
I'm for surely excited. I'm sure that the fans are going to be there in full force, and that's what makes it fun when you see these big games, is because Kinnick just gets rocking, and you kind of get that 12th man there, that support that they give the players, and kind of brings another level to the team. And so hopefully that's enough to get us by for sure.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Hey, can Iowa State win this week?
I hope so. They need a little kind of bounce back, don't they, after a tough one and stuff. But they're a solid team, and they'll figure some things out, and I'm sure they'll kind of get that ship righted again.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm going with UNI, too. I know I've got UNI to win the next four games at home, so they're going to be in good shape. They're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, fun times for sure. Just a great time for sports, and a lot of fun watching these teams, and hoping we can cheer on some victories for sure.
Chad, always great to talk to you. Keep cheering for all the local high school teams, too, and have fun. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
You bet. It's Chad Hansen with us, everybody. He's president out of Corporate Farmer in Mason City, your farm accounting firm. And that's our program for this week on AM 1300 KGLO.
CB is out.